This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March 23rd, 2017. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Everyone, we're now convening the open meeting for Thursday, March 23rd, 2017. And Madam Vice Chairman, do we have any late submitted documents?
Yes, we do. Thank you. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents so the Commission may consider agenda document number 17-18-A, draft supplemental notice of disposition on Reg 2014-06, candidate debates, and agenda document 17-17A, FEC email management policy memorandum.
Thank you, Madam Chair. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
None. It's a 5-0, ma'am. The next item on the agenda is the draft supplemental notice of disposition on Reg 2014-06, candidate debates.
Ready Thank you, Chairman proceed? Walther. In September 2014, the Commission received a petition for rulemaking from Level the Playing Field regarding the Commission's candidate debate regulation at 11 CFR 110.13C.
Excellent.
The petition asked the Commission to amend that regulation in two respects. First, to preclude sponsors of general election presidential and vice presidential debates from requiring that a candidate meet a polling threshold in order to be included in the debates. And second, to require sponsors of general election presidential and vice presidential debates to have a set of objective, unbiased criteria for debate participation that do not require candidates to satisfy a polling threshold. On November 20, 2015, the Commission published in the Federal Register a notice of disposition in which it explained why it would not initiate a rulemaking. On February 1st of this year, the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia concluded that the Commission acted arbitrarily and capriciously by failing to thoroughly consider the presented evidence and explain its decision. The Court ordered the Commission to reconsider its disposition of the petition and issue a new decision consistent with the Court's opinion by April 3rd. The draft document in Agenda Item 17-18A is a supplemental notice of disposition explaining, consistent with the Court's order, why the Commission has decided not to initiate a rulemaking at this time. We'd be happy to address any questions that you may have.
Thank you, ma'am. Any comment at this time? No comment. Do I hear a motion? Or Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to say I'm not going to be able to support this. I have said before I think we ought to do a rulemaking on this. I think one thing that became clear, certainly in the last cycle, is that there are a lot of people out there who would like to have more choices and would like to see the process opened up for how we elect our highest officials in the land. And I think that's something that we really ought to take a look at. We have not taken a hard look at these regulations in a long time, and I think it's overdue. So with due respect to my colleagues, I will be dissenting.
Any further comment? None. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Vice Chairman? I mean, Mr. Chairman, excuse me. From what I understood, that the Office of General Counsel may have a small technical edit that they might recommend, and
Thank you, Commissioner. When it gets to the point of moving approval, OGC would recommend, and my understanding is this is acceptable to all the commissioners who will be voting, who intend to vote in favor of the motion. There is a footnote. It's footnote 3, and we would recommend simply relocating that from where it is now to the end of the sentence at page 21, line 10. So it would be after the word stage on 2110. That's it. Simply moving it, not changing it.
Does have somebody make a motion to that effect, or Commissioner Peterson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of agenda document number 17-18-A, which pertains to Reg 2014-06, candidate debates, that we move approval of the draft supplemental notice of disposition with the change suggested here at the table by Office of General Counsel, moving footnote 3 to page 21.
Thank you. Any debate? Any questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
Okay. The ayes have it 4-1 with Commissioner Weintraub opposing it, and myself, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Goodman, and Commissioner Peterson in favor. Let's see. The next item on the agenda was an Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Colorado Republican Committee, CRC A-13-12, and some understanding. Commissioner Goodman's asked to be holding that over to the next meeting.
Yes. Mr. Chairman,
we speak to the matter.
We received some last-minute information from the Council for the Colorado Republican Committee. I believe it came in on Tuesday. I focused on it yesterday. It included, for example, several scripts and invoices for some of the direct mail pieces at issue in the audit. That piqued my interest in some of the express advocacy analysis on other mailers that may be covered by this audit and the conclusions in this audit report. And so I just need more time to review both the submission this week from Council. And I believe audit has also provided copies of the 77 direct mail pieces that are covered by the audit itself.
Okay. Thank you. I share that view. Anyone else? Okay. The matter will be held over to the next meeting. The next item is proposed final audit report of on Kind for Congress Committee and A-15-02. And as I understand, that matter has been resolved and you can go off. So that matter is completed. The next is proposed final audit report on the Kansas Democratic Party, A-13-08. I understand that's been resolved as well.
Correct.
Okay. Moving quickly.
You run a tight ship, Mr. Chairman.
We'll see. Sometimes it gets bogged down. We'll find out. The next item is a 2017 Chief FOIA Officer Report. And Commissioner Goodman,
you have some thoughts on that? Mr. Chairman. This is a report that apparently the Commission owes the Department of Justice every year to report on its fiscal year FOIA functions. And I am going to remove my objection to this report so that it can go to the Department of Justice. However, I did want to call the Commission's attention to it, and I didn't want this to be one of those reports that quietly went from the agency to the Department of Justice without some attention to it, because I think there's some very important information in it and some data. And I won't belabor those. Everyone can review the report and look at the functionality of this agency's FOIA function. I did note one thing that statement in it that the agency is making, and that's that the agency has not done a thorough review of its FOIA function in quite some time. I know that we've had some FOIA discussions regarding specific FOIAs recently. I've been told that in light of those, some policies and practices are changing in the Office of General Counsel with respect to how we handle FOIAs and process FOIAs. And I believe that the focusing on this report and the data that is in this report should be a time of inflection for the Commission on how the Commission interfaces with the Office of General Counsel regarding the functioning of our FOIA office. We have never adopted a formal directive or policy regarding our FOIA functions, and we have never even formally appointed a chief FOIA officer in the agency, which is called upon by the regulation. So I will be addressing FOIA in more detail in the coming months, but I believe that I would encourage all commissioners to read this report, the Department of Justice, carefully. And I believe that it supports a more hands-on approach by the commission. So at this point, I will remove my objection to let this report go to the Department of Justice.
I completely share that view, and I'm wondering if we shouldn't form a committee to actually give some attention to this. It does need some real consideration, especially in view of, you know, a couple of issues that have arisen recently. So I think informally after this meeting, let's talk about a couple of people who might want to serve on it, maybe Commissioner Weintraub and someone from...
Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to serve.
...a person to do that, and people from the staff, and let's get it done, come back with a report.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
I'm pretty sure we've got a chief FOIA officer, and I
A darn fine one, if I might say so. But there was an official designation of the chief FOIA officer. Was it in 06? Is that back in 06 when the function moved to the Office of General Counsel? I wasn't named, but I believe when the function transferred from Mr. Calvert to myself, there was information that was provided to the commission at that time. There was not a formal vote, though.
We don't have a written policy on how we shift the power from one person to another once in a while, that kind of thing. I mean, I think when we looked at that not too long ago, there wasn't anything that we could find on, you know, how that worked. So, but there's more than that in terms of FOIA handling.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, this is not about. I would be happy to formalize by commission vote and policy the appointment of the current FOIA officer. That's not, it has nothing to do with discrimination of people at all. And I just think that we ought to adopt a formal policy that provides the commission more responsibility for FOIA responses and invocations of privilege, for example. As you know, I've had some concern expressed over a period of a couple of years now that the commission never actually takes responsibility for an invocation of privilege to withhold a document. We've had one vote that I recall where the commission affirmatively asserted the privilege. Otherwise, it's done at the Office of General Counsel level, and on appeal, it's been the position of some that it takes four votes to reverse the decision of the Office of General Counsel to assert a privilege, and at that point, the head of the agency has never actually taken responsibility for that invocation of privilege. And we had one case where the privilege was asserted by the Office of General Counsel. The vote at the commission level was 3-3 on invoking the privilege, which means the head of the agency did not have four votes sufficient to invoke the privilege. And yet the privilege was, in passive voice, asserted on behalf of the commission. So those are the types of issues, Mr. Chairman, you and I have discussed and come close to a formal policy on before. I just believe that we ought to, as a commission, look at formalizing some of the procedures and expectations of this program.
Fair enough. Well, let's figure by the next meeting we'll have a committee formed and be off and running. Anything further on this matter? The next matter is FEC, is Reg 2014, Implementing the Consolidated and Furthering Continuing Appropriation Act 2015. Commissioner Goodman?
I'm sorry, the email management policy. Mr. Chairman, this is not...
All right.
This is not my initiative.
No,
this was an agency initiative from the staff director and the secretary's office. It is my understanding that a federal law requires us.
I skipped that. For the record, let me just say we're on the FEC email management policy, withdrawal and resubmission. And now, go right ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. Was it fair for me to discuss it at this point?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't think we have to decide this today. However, I would note that this has been floating in the agency for some time. I believe, Mr. Calvert, this is withdrawal and resubmission. When was the first NARA policy floated to the
Mr. Holder, last summer, we had we It actually would be earlier than that. We've had some that have informally been circulated for commissioner comment. I'd say we've been working on this since at least sometime in 2014, maybe earlier. But
yes.
I think sometime in 2014.
And I believe that for the public's edification, this is a policy that we are required to have in place by archives to direct and formalize within the agency those documents, particularly electronic documents, that are to be preserved for posterity. And I just think that this was held up for various reasons last year, and I just think that we ought to move forward and adopt a formal policy as required by statute. I would note that Commissioner Weintraub has made some constructive suggestions for editing the proposal by staff, and I support the memorandum and the additions proposed by Commissioner Weintraub. And, Mr. Chairman, I would just ask that the commissioners focus on this and that perhaps we could get this resolved in April.
Commissioner Weintraub.
I'm happy to move forward with this. I appreciate the support of my colleague. I think the staff did an excellent job of pulling together a draft policy for us, and my only concern was I thought perhaps the definition of capstone officials was drawn a little bit too narrowly, so I proposed to expand it to a few other people in the agency who have substantial responsibility and whose records might be informative to the public at some point in the future when if anybody was ever interested enough to look.
Mr. Chairman,
Commissioner,
I might add that I've discussed this with staff. In the meantime, in the absence of a policy, all electronic records are being preserved in the absence of a policy. And so I think it behooves us to give staff some direction and the IT department some direction on what the agency is going to formally require be kept going forward as well.
Okay, unless there's some objection, I'd like to put this over to the next meeting. That's fine. That'd be great. Item 8, the regulation 2014-10, implementing the Consolidated and Further Continuing Appropriations Act 2015.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Goodman.
Mr. Chairman, without objection, I would like to discuss the next two items on the agenda together because I have a resolution proposed that addresses both of them as one resolution.
Go ahead.
Okay. The commission has received two petitions urging the commission to undertake rulemakings with respect to political party matters. I see the proposals as related because they both discuss regulation of political parties. One actually proposes some additional regulation to implement the Consolidated and Further Continuing Appropriations Act of 2015, which created new national party accounts for the three major committees of both national parties. In addition, we received a petition from the chairman of the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party, supported by many public comments from state and local political parties of all sides, urging some regulatory changes with respect to the regulation of state and local political parties. And it would be my proposal that the commission, having issued notices of public availability with respect to both of those petitions, and having received significant comment, meaningful comment, that the commission open a rulemaking with respect to political parties and acting on both petitions. And I have set forth what I gleaned from the comments that we received. And I have not discussed this with all commissioners to determine whether there is interest in moving forward now or taking more time on this. I don't intend to force this to a vote if people need more time to consider it. But I'm certainly open to discussing it now or as we move into April.
Well, thank you. I think it's really timely. I'd like to have at least to the next meeting to kind of get through it, because as I work my way through it and trying to go back through some of these sections, I'd like a little bit more time. But I'm pleased to see it right on the agenda. So is there any further comment at this point? We'll consider it on the agenda for the next meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Thanks.
Yeah, and thank you for bringing this, putting all the work into this. I think that's all. Oh, let's see. I guess that's all we have for the. Are there any management administrative matters?
There are none, sir.
Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.